I am so happy that you are here for this episode because it is such a juicy one, all about basically helping you get shit done in a way that doesn't drag out the whole day, that you don't get to have a life. It's going to be all about deep work and how you don't actually need to be spending the whole day at your laptop or struggling and challenging yourself to a place where you feel like you can finally feel accomplished and still lead a life that you love. So that's coming up. But guys, there are hundreds of you registered for my 3-day Flow Science and Wealth event. If you have not clicked the link in the show notes below, definitely join. If you've loved my podcast, if you've loved my journey, if you are brand new here for the first time and you're like, what the hell is Flow Science and what has this got to do with business? All these categories are yes, yes, yes. Get in there if you're an entrepreneur who wants to learn about ease and effortlessness and you don't want to learn about it just in this fluffy way, but actually learning the science of how our brain likes to work so that we're ultimately making more impact, creating more income and leading a life that was always meant to be ours. Click on the show notes below. Look out for the event. I will see you live. There's a community. There's giveaways. There is so many opportunities to ask me questions. I love meeting my podcast listeners inside of live classes. It is always a vibe. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode all about deep work and how you don't need to work your butt off in order to actually get what you want. Okay, my loves, we are entering a conversation all about how to help you drop into the energy of deep flow work. And this is going to go hand in hand with what we spoke about last week, rich environments, working from hotel lobbies and cafes. If you haven't listened to that, go and have a listen. There is a time and a place to be inspired AF and feeling just so next level and sitting in this energy of abundance. And then comes a time when you actually have to do the damn work and get shit done. That might not be at a cafe or a hustly and bustly place. And I thought that was my deal. I thought that I could continue from the inspiration aspect straight into getting it done. But when I cracked the code of where I need to be and how I need to set up my space and the rituals to trigger deep flow, that changed the game. And how it essentially changed the game was that I was no longer sitting at my laptop for 5 to 8 hours a day to get it done. I was spending a much shorter amount of time actually getting the work and action done behind the idea so that I could have so much more experiences from a lifestyle perspective and just enjoying the fruits of my labor more than being in the labor and sometimes enjoying the fruit, right? So if this is you, you're absolutely in the right place. So many of us right now, I feel in 2024, are actively and consciously wanting this year to be extremely different from the last. And if this is the first time you've stumbled onto my work, I am a flow science expert and I teach 6 to 7 figure entrepreneurs to enter flow states so that they can have more impact and income without needing to work harder, but they access ease and effortlessness. And I talk about the science behind it, the psychology of business-based manifestations. And today, the concept of deep flow is talked about widely in the industry. If you've read Deep Work by Cal Newport, if you have read any books by Stephen Kotler, if you've studied Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, and he is the grandfather of flow, so he's got a lot of research behind it, you will know that deep work comes only from a space and place of complete concentration. There is no way around it. As much as you'd like to think that you can drop into deep work whilst you're doing school pickup, or yeah, I'll do a bit of deep work when I'm at a cafe and I'm ordering a coffee and so much is going on, it may not be the case. And I want to be able to offer another way to look at deep work so that you're moving the needle around what you need to do in order to have more income and impact, but not needing to do that in a very long-winded way where more than likely you're making it a lot harder for yourself. So much to fit in. I'm so excited. I shuffled my tarot deck as I do and I drew the sun card. It's like my favorite card in the deck. Like so much so I probably need to have a poster of it in my office somewhere. This is the one with the big sun and it's got a naked baby on a white horse on the Rider-Waite tarot deck. And oh, it's just this like gorgeous red cape. And I'm like, yes, this is how it feels when you enter into deep flow work. Like you are just so dropped into the zone and you feel so accomplished. You feel just like I have kicked goals. Like nobody else can kick goals like me in this state. And I feel so good about myself and I'm not comparing and I'm not full of doubt and I'm not frustrated. And you are just so completely in this gorgeous state unlike any other. It's like this seamless fusion of skill and challenge. And you feel this time loss, which is a good thing, like a loss of time where you're not constantly going, oh, you know, what's the time? What's the time? You literally are so in the zone because you're in this sacred space of concentration and this true mastery of your work. When was the last time you truly felt that you kicked goals, that you were in your flow zone of mastery, that you were doing the thing you were always meant to be doing, that you were on this pathway of like, hell yes, I'm moving the needle, I'm making change, and that you've more so than that done it in such a short period of time that you couldn't quite believe you achieved what you wanted to achieve? Like, there have been so many moments where, especially since I've mastered flow, and I shouldn't say mastered it. We're always on this mastery journey. I'm mastering flow and deepening my levels of work around it. I know how to manage my energy and time because I could get something very difficult done in the business, very challenging. Let's say it's, I don't know, Facebook ads or doing something for my tax accountant or coming up with a new program. You know, those like real complex things that you need to have actual space and time to think about so that you're not just haphazardly operating from this subconscious state of mind. And the subconscious is incredible. You know, it's got so many juicy things. But if you are not recoding your mind for success and you're not up leveling the operations of your body, your mind, your daily actions, that's where there starts to become this distance between this manifested version of you, this dream board version of you, and the everyday version of you, because you are not consciously bringing into mind what you need to make that happen. And it might not be slaving over one task for 4 hours anymore. Like, it gets to be so much easier than that. It doesn't have to be 6 hours at a laptop trying to work out how to connect your Squarespace account to PayPal and Stripe when you could easily find solutions to get that done a lot sooner and quicker, right? So concentration is going to come about when you have a level of skill and challenge in balance. The reason why you're likely not dropping into concentration is because you're taking on the easy tasks and they're so easy that you're not challenged by it. So you don't need to concentrate. Does that make sense? So your easy tasks, the light work tasks, answering emails, organizing your Google Drive, answering your comments, that is not deep work. It's too easy. You'll easily get distracted by your phone flashing up notifications. You'll probably be able to do that in front of a TV, like me this afternoon watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Again, I love that series so much. I could answer my social media comments doing that, right? Doing two things at once. But I'm talking about the type of work that is on your plate right now. People are waiting for you to do something. You're waiting for you to do something. A major project, like maybe it is getting a website up and running, writing your sales page, creating an offer, integrating data of some kind. What is that thing that you are feeling so full of procrastination around? I really want you to have that task in mind because after you listen to this, my goal for you is that you're feeling like, yes, I am an unyielding force and I can get to this place of feeling as though I'm going to get shit done. And it's going to be incredible for your confidence, for your overall flow. And this could be the one thing that feels like a bottleneck in your whole entire business and you know it, but you're running away from it. Right? Okay. So let's talk about when you're in this feeling of deep focus. What does that feel like to you? Like, I really want you to think about the last time you felt this energy of deep, deep drop in, concentrated work and focus. For me, it always feels like I have this incredible hyper awareness of what is going to serve me to get this thing done. I also feel like time is elasticy and bendy, as in I can make it extend out a little bit more. If I need more time, I will literally ask the universe to give me more time on this, even though it's within the 3D construct, clock time. Or there'll be times when I get it done. I'm like, what? That happened so fast. It was so much quicker than what I'd expected. And it also definitely feels like the outside world fades away. I'm not thinking about what my kid is eating or if he's picking his bum, or I'm not thinking about Michael and what he's eating and if he's picking his bum. You know what I mean? Like, the world has faded away and all that matters is me and getting this thing done. So it's like stepping into this realm of only me existing and the task at hand, and this space where no distractions are around. So much so, I'm very disciplined. My phone is out of the room right now. It's not here. All notifications are turned off on my computer screen. I'm here with all of you guys. I'm recording this episode. I'm not pausing it. I'm not getting, you know, thinking, oh, I'm hungry. I should go get something to eat. I am here because in this state, my mind becomes this finely tuned instrument and it's really capable of working through any complex things that I need for it to work through. Like even right now recording this episode, it is unscripted. It's working through complexity of trying to explain something I know so deeply to you guys. But because I don't have any other distractions around, I am able to just speak into the microphone with a lot of clarity. But I'm also in other ways when I'm in this zone, I tap into this realm of creativity. So last week, I had this ping in the shower where I receive a lot of ideas to create a 30-day offer. I'm sorry if you missed it, podcast, but I had this 30-day offer on Instagram. All of my live offers are on Instagram. If you ever want to work with me and you want to know how to, that's where you need to go because that's where I talk about it the most. So I had this idea that I was going to do a 30-day offer called Money Vibes, helping individuals make money in 30 days and doing this without launching. So it was a very, very specific offer. This felt so clear to me and I decided to step into deep work. So it is a block of time that I put aside in my calendar and it was the weekend. So it was Saturday afternoon. We'd just come back from a beautiful lunch by the pub on the river and everyone was full and taking naps or playing PlayStation. I was like, no, I'm going to get into the office. I'm going to just spend this amount of time. And I could literally see what colors it wanted to be. For those of you that are Aussie or you know Australian money, it was the color of the Australian green, sort of this beautiful muted jade green. And it wanted to be this gradient. Like gradient is my thing. It's brand. I love my brand at the moment. It's just like this fade in, fade out colors. I knew the text was going to be slightly different. I knew how it wanted to be presented and how it wanted to be talked about. It was like this dance between my conscious mind and my subconscious. And just, oh, the balance of it just felt like surrender and control all at once. It was just magical. That's the only way that I can describe it. And so I want to spend the rest of this episode talking about how I actually get into deep work and definitely pick up the Cal Newport book, Deep Work. It, you know, as the name suggests, it is quite a heavy book to read because it's steeped with a lot of psychology and all that, but it's great. Like if you can get through it, you will pick up some golden nuggets. I also would highly recommend you look up the work of Stephen Kotler. He has this really easy way of describing flow that's very science-based as well, like deeply, deeply in the neuroscience. And now I'm just going to talk about what works for me. And hopefully it just gives you this incredible, you know, inspired way of how you set up these blocks of time so that you can get it done in this time and then spend the most part of your day going out there on bike rides, eating out somewhere beautiful, speaking to your friends and doing the things that we want to do, right? So before we get into any type of deep work, you have to set a deep work goal. So as I mentioned earlier, this has to feel challenging. Don't put the deep work stuff in the same bucket as easy admin, things that you can do in the light work category, which is likely going to suit you for your cafe and hotel and car work, which we talked about last episode. This deep work is something that is going to feel like, oh, I really, really do need to set time aside. If you're creating a course or an offer and you need to actually pull the modules together, do the sales page, think about how you're going to market it, and actually have some time to think about what feels good in terms of a pricing perspective. Yeah, that sounds like a really good task for deep work. If you're someone who wants to learn how to create your own Facebook ads, and maybe you booked in a session with Shakira, who was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, and she's given you a bunch of homework, and now you actually need to go do the work and set up the ads behind it and the copy behind it and get some images behind it. Yeah, that is deep work. If you have wanted to, well, actually a client of mine said she was going to set up her deep work for sales, marketing, pitching. And so she's like, you know what, Ruby, I'm going to pitch to 20 people in this amount of time. And each of the 20 people will have a different, you know, offering. So she's going to custom offer each of these people in that time. And so that takes concentration, right? You can't be doing that with the kids running around and the dog going psycho and all that, right? Like you need to have the time for you to actually think about what this other person needs. Okay. So what is your deep work goal? Next, and this is the good stuff. We want to set up your space for optimal concentration. And this means designating a dedicated workspace that is free from distractions. And it might not be your office because there might be too many distractions and post-it notes and so much shit on your desk. Like I can imagine some of you right now, if you are creative, like I am, sometimes by the end of the day, I'm like, how did all these post-it notes just explode onto my desk? And why is half of my tarot deck over here and the other half is over there? Why do I have matches here? Oh yeah, because I lit my candle. You get what I mean, right? So sometimes where I jump into deep work and deep concentration is like my dining room table. Obviously no one needs to be home, but it's clear. I have a dining table that's always like clear. And apart from like the centerpiece decoration, and it's nice there. It smells good. I have candles going. So wherever that place is where it is conducive to concentration, that is your place for deep work. And if it is your office, then just make sure, please minimize the clutter, like get rid of all the shit that you don't need on the desk. A clear space is a reflection of a clear mind. Isn't that a saying? But also in all truth, noise is going to play a big part, which I want to come back to in a second. And any potential interruptions, tell the kids that you are not home. Like, I don't care if it's a white lie. Mummy's not home. Like, just pretend I'm not home, right? Tell the husband to just deal with it. The dog will just need to wait, right? And not at the window crying at you whilst you're trying to get something done. So however you can set yourself up for that true success for deep work, it is going to make a big difference. If you're hungry, eat beforehand. If you're thirsty and you just love to have water, make sure your Stanley cup or whatever you have is filled up on the desk next to you. There is no reason for you to move until this time frame is up. I'm going to talk about time frame in a second. Some people find that maybe even having some sort of like this comfortable aspect to it can help. So maybe it's just bringing in different elements that will help. I know for me, if I'm talking about environment, I like it to be beautiful. I like it to be really nice. So I will have my candle. I'll have a vase of flowers, fresh flowers nearby, things like that. Make it just a state that you want to be in that will just drop you into a state of incredible focus. Okay. Number three, so goals, environment. Number three is your ritual. Your ritual is the specific actions that will bring on a trigger in your brain, positive flow, positive action, remember? So for me, the trigger is lighting my office candle. I have a specific candle that's only for the office. And I swear, like as soon, because I have old school matches. Can you hear that? And will this sound pick up in my microphone? I love this sound. Oh yeah. Blow it out. That is a trigger to me. Like I just realized that the other day, this sound and the of the fire. So good. I freaking love it. And the smell when I blow out the match itself. Anyway, oh, I have a sound bowl. It doesn't pick up well on the mic. So I would play it, but it doesn't do well through the microphone, but I will gong it. I don't know if that's the official term, but like, dung, and then I'll do a couple of rounds of it. That is a trigger. And another ritual is, yeah, obviously having the candle lit in front of me, like so I can see the flame burning, and that puts me into this sort of like beautiful, deep hypnotic state. I feel so in the zone when I see this one candle lit up. So Palo Santo, sage, crystals around is awesome as well. So my focus crystal is a fluorite. So the fluorite is amazing for focus and dropping into complete concentration. And I particularly like the ones that are more purple because I feel like it has this connection to third eye activation, being able to see things that you can't see and see the gaps in things. I like the more purpley ones. It comes in like this purpley green color. Some are more green, which is connected to the heart chakra. So if you need more heart work, forgiveness and trusting yourself and loving yourself for what you do, that might be a really great focus stone for you as well. So always feel like you can message me on Instagram if you want crystal suggestions. And I have my favorite crystal stores that I'll always recommend. They deliver worldwide, etc. And I really, really trust where they source the crystals from too. So these are just some examples that you can define your ritual and choose the triggers to say to your brain, this is where we're going. We're on board now. We've told our mind that we have this goal. We've told our brain that we've triggered on flow. And the third aspect that I want to talk about is the timing of flow and deep flow work in this respect. I am a big fan of the 90-minute flow block. Now, there's science behind this. There's many, many, many different, you know, iterations of how much time someone needs to drop in. But I find 90 minutes is amazing to meet the needs of my neurodivergent entrepreneurs. And I've got so many clients of mine right now who have told me that they are ADD, ADHD, and or just generally completely easily distracted people by many different accounts. So 90 minutes is amazing for that. I have tried 45 minutes and that's okay for a quick task, but not enough for deep work. The Pomodoro technique to me is the devil. It's a 25-minute timer. And as soon as that finishes, you move to the next task. That doesn't work for me. It might work for you, but I find I'm constantly stressed out that it's going to go off. And there is a thing in flow science called attention residue, where you are taking on board whatever the last activity was that you did, or even not even the activity, conversations that you might have had. Maybe you had, I don't know, a bit of a blow up with your sister on the phone, or someone stuck the rude finger up at you driving home and you're just flustered by it. It's like, you know, you were right, but they said that you were wrong, blah, blah, blah. There's this thing that hangs about called attention residue, where your mind is still thinking about the thing that happened. They've actually had studies that it sometimes takes up to 20 minutes for that attention residue to clear for you to drop into complete concentration. So by that standard, if it's a 25-minute timer, you have 5 minutes to actually get that thing done in complete focus, doesn't work. So for me, I should keep saying that. It's for me. For you, it might work. So 90 minutes feels spacious. It feels abundant. It feels like I can really drop in. And as a very shameless plug, I have a 90-minute flow track, which is attached into the show notes below. We have had, I checked the other day, 12,000 plays on this flow track. That is freaking amazing. And I just keep getting so many incredible pieces of feedback of how this flow track has served so many of my clients who drop into complete concentration. So what this is, it's a collection of my favorite lo-fi beats and white noise beats and no actual words in the music. Like, I don't like to have that. I really do enjoy more ambient music rather than music I want to sing to, because that takes me out of flow and deep concentration. It's also filled with subliminals. Like, you won't even be able to hear it, but there are so many affirmations inside of this track where I am just filling it with time, expansion, focus type affirmations. And that's why it feels so damn good. And I just had so much crystal energy infused into this track. So go and get it. It's $19. It's going to be your best friend if you're wanting to enter deep flow work. I cannot wait for you to actually get in there and enjoy your deep work with the music and the environment and the rituals that you're setting up. I really hope that this episode has inspired you to put this in. And just as a final say, there's a few rules that I do want to state about this type of work, especially with the 90-minute block. Do not do back-to-back 90-minute sessions. Just do not. I had someone say to me that they did 9 hours of flow, and I'm like, that is just so, so not flow. That is just burnout, especially if you're not stopping. This particular person was saying that they didn't even eat in the 9 hours. Like, no, listen to your body. That is not cool. That's not a vibe. If you do have an intention to do something like that, there better be a damn good recovery plan on the other side of it. Otherwise, you will just get angry at flow state when you've just done it wrong, right? But 90 minutes, then we're going to take a break, active recovery. If you were doing this, if you were running for 90 minutes, take the active recovery break, right? What do you need? A walk? I don't know, something like something totally mindless, watching, you know, reality TV and or reading a trashy novel or calling a friend and, you know, whatever it is, do that and then come back to it at least after like a good half an hour break. You don't, it's not that long, right? But just enough for you to catch a breath and then come back to it. I would not recommend more than 3 90-minute sessions a day, because you can feel exhausted from the 90-minute blocks and then it kind of loses its magic. I personally do 1 to 2 90-minute blocks a day, 4 days a week. or whenever it just gets called. And then the rest of it is working from cafes, hotel lobbies, my car, doing a lot more creative, inspired work, right? And this is why, like, if I do two sessions of 90-minute blocks and I've got so much done, like the big boy, the big thing done, I feel so good. I don't feel guilty, so to speak, for getting out there and just having long days of enjoying my day and how I want to spend it. You know, if it's walking around in nature and spending time with my girlfriend who plays sound bowls. And that's great. That's how I want to do it. And besides, I know my times of optimal flow. So if you want me to talk about that and how you can find that too in a future episode, then definitely let me know on socials or wherever you're listening to this. Just send me requests and how you, anything that is like on your mind right now, any questions, it's always amazing to be able to hit back and answer that as well. So don't do back-to-back 90-minute blocks. And with your 90-minute sessions, if you break the flow of it for whatever reason, if some emergency happens, don't just pause and continue like after a 15-minute break because you've actually already broken the flow cycle. That's okay. That happens. Life happens. Sometimes, you know, there's a poo explosion or two, whatever the case is, and you need to deal with it. And by that, I don't mean you had a poo explosion. I had my beautiful newborn mothers in mind for that one. But anyway, needless to say, the things that go through my mind, start the timer again is what I'm trying to get to. It gets to the end of the episode. I'm like, where am I? Start the timer again. Okay. So just start again. It's okay. It's okay. It happens. And that might just mean that you have one 90-minute block for the day. And that's cool. All right. So let me know if this helped, if this served, if you want to learn so much more about flow science and how it will help you become wealthier, make more impact and income with more ease and effortlessness. Make sure you sign up for my 3-day event, which is happening on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of March. Check your time zones in the link below. There is going to be a community group. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be so much nerding out on flow science. I'll be answering your questions live. Oh, come and join. There are hundreds, 300 people have signed up. You are going to love it. And yeah, I'll see you then. I love you so much. And thank you once again for joining me on the Flow State Business Podcast. Bye, my loves.